Praise God. And again, thank the Lord for every one of you. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you. We thank you, Lord, because you're so good. We honor you. Lord, this is a special time where we celebrate you. Of course, we celebrate you all the time, but especially we're commemorating, God, your death and your burial, your resurrection. God, we are who we are because of you, Jesus. We praise you, God, and we thank you, Lord, for this prayer call that you would just bless those that need a blessing. God, we're all standing in the need of prayer. And God, I thank you, Lord, that we have this opportunity to expound on your word. You get glory to yourself. Open our understanding that we may receive the engrafted word of God that's able to save our souls. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So tonight, we're going to be talking about, and it's so appropriate, the risen Christ, the risen Christ. And we know that Christ, he died, hallelujah, and he was buried, and he was resurrected for you and I. Praise God. I am going to be reading from Matthew, the 16th chapter, and then the 21st verse. It says, "From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and be raised again the third day." In other words, Jesus sort of predicted his own death, and he told them. He told his disciples, here's what's going to happen to me. He's enlightening them. He's informing them. Here's what I've got to go. I'm going to be suffering. But yet God will bring us out with the victory. And then Jesus also tells the disciples again, while in Galilee, the scripture says, he tells the disciples, "The Son of Man shall be betrayed into the hands of men, and they shall kill him. And the third day he shall be raised again." No question about it. Praise God. And his disciples, the scripture says, they were exceedingly sorry. My God. But Jesus knew he was on a mission. And he knew what he came to do. He had a job to do. And he just basically said, "Lord, I am here to do not my will, but your will." So Jesus told disciples that those that were supposedly to be knowledgeable of God's word, in other words, the teachers and the religious leaders and Sadducees, Pharisees, all of them, they knew that they would come against him to scorn him, and they, the very religious people that claimed to know so much about God, they would come to demand his death. These were so-called religious leaders. They weren't interested in giving Jesus a fair trial, but in their minds, Jesus had to go. My God, he had to die. But see, when he heard Jesus tell the disciples that, "Hey, my time is coming. They're going to kill me. They're going to persecute me. They're going to scorn me." Peter, you know, he was always outspoken. He rebuked Jesus for predicting he would be put to death. But Jesus turned around and rebuked Peter. And he was talking to that enemy in him. He said, and the Bible says, and he told him, says, get behind me, Satan. You're in my way. You're holding me up. Get behind me. In other words, Peter didn't even have at that time any type of spiritual insight from God. Well, we praise God because thank God that Jesus kept focus. You know, you're talking about the religious leaders and men that were listening to the word of God as Jesus would minister. It teaches us that, as the scripture says, even in Psalms, it says, it's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. You can't put confidence in man. In fact, even those that are so-called religious leaders, and all, sometimes you can't even tell all the things that God is showing you. They may not be ready for it, or not everybody can go where God is taking you. Not everybody can go to the next level that God has prepared for you. So just keep that in mind. The scripture says, put no confidence or trust in man, but we put all our trust in God. Listen, we as Christians, as followers of Jesus Christ, and we're talking about the risen Christ, we will suffer persecution. It's going to cost us something to follow the Lord. Because see, in 2 Timothy 3:12, it says, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Mm-hmm. And then in Matthew 5:11, Jesus, he's teaching as part of the Sermon on the Mountain. Jesus taught the people, saying, blessed are you, happy are you, blessed are you, when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely. That's key, falsely. Don't let it be true. They're talking different things. That's happening today. So people may talk about you and put your name down, but let it not be true. He said, these things are going to happen, Jesus says, for my sake. And then John 16:30, Jesus said, look, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. We have to stay in God. We have to stay anchored in him. We have to stay connected to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We got to stay connected to the true vine. He said that we would have peace. These things, I'm telling you, is going to happen. You're going to be persecuted. And we're living in that time, people. We are living in the day and time right now where people will not endure sound doctrine. They're not going to endure to hear the truth, or they don't want to hear the truth, because it's no different than it was in the day of Jesus than it is now. People don't want to hear it. They all get mad, and because you preach or teach the truth, it just cuts them to their heart. But that's okay. Jesus said that these things I've spoken unto you, that in me, that's key, in Christ, you might have peace. Because in the world, you shall have tribulation. He says it's coming to pass. But, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So in Christ, we have hope. Christ in us is the hope of glory. So if I tell a little bit of this story, how Jesus was led to judgment hall, and one of the judgment hall was where Pilate, he questioned Jesus many, many times. And at the end, when Jesus refused to answer Pilate, Pilate said, don't you know that I have the power to crucify you? Don't you know that, Jesus, and that I have the power to release you? My goodness. Well, I believe that stirred up holy indignation into Jesus, because Jesus answered him, and he told him, under no uncertain terms, Jesus told him, you have no power at all against me. He said, except it be given to you from above. My God, so that's letting us know you got to know who you are. We have to know who we are in God. We have to know our position, know Christ, know in whom you believe, know in who you're trusting, know his word, and then you know that there's no failure in the word of God. See, and the Jewish leaders, as they heard this, they already knew. They heard Jesus teach this before. He said, look, no man taketh my life. No man taking my life from me. He says, but I lay it down of myself. I do this myself. I choose to lay my life down. And he says, and not only that, I have the power to lay it down, and then I also have the power to take it up again. My God, that's power. Say power. That's power. That's Holy Ghost power. My God. And then he further told us that this commandment have I received of my Father. He says, I'm telling you what my Father has given me. Oh, they got even more angry then. They got angry because they didn't believe that he was the Messiah. And oh, they got even more angry. And then I'm going to fast forward this, because I want to talk more about the risen Christ. But I wanted to just to kind of paint a little picture, just a little bits and pieces from different parts and also from John and then from Matthew's and so forth. But after the death of Jesus, the scripture declares that Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Jesus, they went to the sepulcher to anoint the body of Jesus. But when they got there, they looked and they saw that the stone had been rolled away. You know the story. And they felt that somebody has stolen my Lord. Someone has taken him from us. Someone has stolen his body. But the God already had prepared an angel that said, "Don't be afraid. Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified, he's not here, for he is risen." Praise God. And then Luke, he said it like this. He says, "Why you seek the living among the dead? He's not here, for he is risen." That's why we're celebrating this week, and we celebrate especially on Easter Sunday. He is risen. Our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ, our Deliverer, he is risen. Hallelujah. And then he said that angel said to Mary, to both Marys, he says, "And so go now and tell the disciples." And make sure you tell Peter, too, because he had already denied him three times. And he said, "Tell him to meet me in Galilee." Hallelujah. "For there they shall see him." I like that. I kind of put that there where he said, "Meet me. Tell him, here's where I'm going to be in Galilee. Meet me in Galilee." My God, my God. You know, that's powerful. That's powerful right there. But I'm going to read to you just shortly on Matthew's account, the 28th chapter, the 16th through the 21st. And here's what Matthew had said about when he said, "Meet me in Galilee." He says, here's what I'm going to tell you. "Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted." Just stop right there. When they see, you know, when you are and I worship, we have to see him by faith, through the eye of faith. No, we've never seen him. But yet we know he lives. We know he's risen because he's risen in our soul. Amen. Because we have the new life in Christ. For he says, "If any man be in Christ, he or she is a new creature. Behold, all things are passed away, and all things are becoming new." So therefore, we know he's risen because he's risen in our heart. And he continues to rise as we worship him. Every time we have a chance, we need to fall and worship him. All right, 18 verses. "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Not only is he the risen Christ, but he's saying, "I want you to know that I got all power. It's given to me in heaven and in earth. It's given to me." Then he's telling, "Listen, this is what you do. You go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And this is what you say, you teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded." Whatever I taught you, whatever I've shown you, oh, my God. He teach them. And he said, and lo, I am with you. Don't forget, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Praise God. See, Jesus gives the disciples the Great Commission. We also have the Great Commission. We need that are ministers, pastors, preachers, bishops, overseers, whatever you call it. You're carrying the word of God. You're carrying the message of Jesus Christ. It is the Great Commission is what he says, go ye into all the world. So, and Paul, he taught in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, he began to teach the church at Corinth. He says, "Listen, for I delivered unto you first of all, that which I also received." He said, "How that Christ died." I've taught you this. This is what I've delivered unto you, what I received. "How that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. And that he was buried." Mm-hmm, that's what he taught them. "And that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures." We're talking about the risen Christ. Even today, we are still preaching that same gospel message according to Mark 16 and 15, where Mark, he received and he says it like this. as Jesus instructed, as he gave instructions. He says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. We are preaching the same word today, the same message. This is the message. It's like, get ready, church. Jesus is coming again. This is the message that we teach. Even we recognize even his resurrection and his death. When we have Holy Communion, and we realize, had it not been for the shed blood of Jesus Christ, there would be no remission of sin. You and I would not have this hope. And this hope is in Jesus Christ. This hope is in the risen Christ. Praise God, praise God. And see, the method in which we deliver the word, it might change. But the message that he says, preach the gospel to every creature, that message never changes. We're talking about the risen Christ, he who said, I am he who was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. He testified for himself. He says, I am the resurrection. I am the life. And he that believeth in me, that's you and I, we believe in him. Though he were dead, though you be dead in sin, but yet shall you live. And he goes further to say, and whosoever, aren't you glad you are whosoever? I'm glad I'm a whosoever tonight. God, I thank you that I'm whosoever. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Hallelujah. We're living now so that we can live again. Praise God. Yeah, we might have to go through persecution and trials, tribulation, but he says, be of good cheer. I've already overcome. In me you shall have life. Praise God. You shall have deliverance. You shall have the peace. And see, the peace I give is not like the world, but he says, I give you my peace. That peace that surpasses all understanding. Say amen to that. Praise God. And so whosoever who liveth and believeth in me shall never die. See, the same message is, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, there it is again, whosoever, thank you, Lord, I'm a whosoever that believeth in you shall not perish, but have everlasting life. The risen Christ, he came that we may have life, and that we might have life more abundantly. He cometh unto him. He that cometh unto to Christ must believe that he is. That's what the scripture says. And that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. We have to believe. That's all he asks, that we believe, trust in him. Praise God. The risen Christ said, he that abideth in me and my words abide in you. Guess what? You and I, we can ask what we will, and it shall be given unto you. That's what we get ready to do in just a moment, that we're getting ready to pray. Because his words abide in us, and we abide in him. We're talking about the risen Christ. The risen Christ, he also says, look, I am an Alpha, and I'm Omega. I'm the beginning, and I'm the end. I'm the first and the last. The risen Christ, Jesus, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father except by me. Church, the risen Christ, he is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. The message is tonight, the risen Christ is coming again for those who are watching and waiting for his appearance. Make sure that we have our lamps trimmed and burning. Make sure that our focus is on him. Make sure that we stay connected to the risen Christ, who is the true vine. Hallelujah. And we, the branches, we want to make sure we stay connected to the risen Christ. Amen. Praise God. Lord, I thank you right now. Thank you for this word. It's your word, God. We thank you, Father, because we know you as the risen Christ, for you have risen in our soul. God, that you have delivered us and you have set us free. Thank you, Jesus, because you said he that the Son set free. We are free indeed. We can rejoice in you. God, even this Holy Week, and God, we're reminded, God, of the death, your death, the agony that you endured for us. How that you took our place, God. You shed your innocent blood. Father, you were persecuted, Jesus, but we thank you, God, that we have life in you. Father, I thank you. Thank you for loving us so much that you gave Jesus as a ransom for sin, that he's our propitiation for sin. He took our place. And Father, we thank you, Lord. Father, you said, how can we escape if we neglect so great of salvation? Father, we thank you right now, God, because you have risen in our heart. Father, we thank you, Father, for every person that's on this prayer line tonight. Father, I ask, God, that you will continue to bless them. Take them to the next level. Father, because I know that, God, you have a higher height and a deeper depth for us. Father, I bless your name because I heard you, the Spirit say, even on Sunday, that this is a time for elevation. Elevation, that we will grow in you, that we will not be in the same place, and God, even from week to week, that we can see ourselves going from faith to faith, glory to glory. Father, that we will be stronger in you. Hallelujah, there are higher heights, and we know there are deeper depths. We thank you, Lord. God, we claim that in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that every person on this prayer line tonight, that you would just bless their home, bless all that they set their hands to do. Father, that they will have the vision to be kingdom people. God, that know that that we have to build your kingdom. God, that we have to build it up to invite others to know you. Father, that accept you as their personal Savior, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord. God, there may be people that are even on this line, could be, that don't know you. Father, so if someone's on this line that don't know you, and God, or maybe they haven't really acknowledged you as the risen Christ, Father. Father, Lord, maybe their life has been kind of dormant. And Father, I just ask that as I pray tonight, that there be one, that they would just say, Father, forgive me. Help me to grow in you. Father, forgive me for my sin. Wash me. Clean me up. Renew the right spirit, God. Help me, Father, to live for you all the days of my life. Jesus, I know that you came that I may have life and I may have that life more abundantly. So I ask you, Jesus, to come into my life, live in me, and that I know that I am now your disciple. I am a follower of you. I will learn of you. Praise God. I thank you in Jesus' name. And Father, I just pray if there's anybody sick on this line that you would just heal them. You would deliver and set them free. Free them of the pain. Free them of that misery, Father. Let them know you are the Lord thy God and healeth us. By your stripes we are healed. Father, we praise you. We accept your word. We thank you. And God, I just pray, God, that you would just even touch Minister Ricky, God, that you would heal him completely, that you would strengthen him, strengthen his faith, God, strengthen him, that he would just look to you, the author and the finisher of his faith. Remember those that are bereaved, that have lost loved ones, Father. Continue to heal their lives. Their hearts. Comfort them, Father. Comfort the Johnson Woodson family, the Liggins family, and all those, God. There's many have lost loved ones, God. You would give them renewed strength, renewed hope, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we bless you, Lord. Oh, God, for all the needs are met according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you that we have life, and we have life more abundantly. We have that life in Jesus Christ, because in Christ we live. It's in Christ, Lord, that we move, and it's in you, Lord, that we have our being. Help us, God. Strengthen us where we need strength, God. When we might be weak, God, strengthen us. Build us up. And let the weak say that I'm strong. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you, Lord. God, we will bless you at all times, and your praise shall continually to be in our mouth. We look into you, God, because you are our refuge, you are our strength, you are our present help in the time of trouble. Father, we bless you. And God, again, God, I ask that you touch our pastors and bishops and teachers, preachers, ministers, all the lay people, the entire body of Christ, God, that you would raise us up, that you would give us vision, God, even in this last and evil day, that you would help us to come together on one accord, God, love one another. God, you said if we love one another, that we are your disciples indeed, that we love one another. God, help us to love you with all of our hearts, all of our strength, all of our mind, soul, everything that we have, that we will love you, Lord. Because you said, if you love me, you will keep my sayings. If you love me, you will keep my word. And God, we thank you. We thank you for the answer. We praise you, God, for all that you have given us. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for the risen Christ. And Father, we thank you also for this prayer line. God, and we pray that you will continue to bless, God, that others will hear the word of God, and that would hear the word and be set free. For we know that your word don't go out and return unto your void, but it will accomplish all that it set out to do. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. And I've unmuted your lines, and if you know this risen Christ, go ahead and give God a praise. Amen. Say amen to that.
Hallelujah.
Amen, the risen
amen.
Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We bless you. God, we love you. Oh, yes, we love you, Lord. We thank you, God. We are free tonight. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You are mighty, mighty God. We love you, Lord. We thank you, God.
Amen.
We bless you. Amen, amen.
That's your name.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We gladly know you, Lord. We know you in the part of our sins. We know you, God, and we bless you. Amen. So I thank God. I thank God again. I don't know about you, but I'll tell you what. I've been refreshed. I've been blessed just by the word of God, knowing who I am in Christ. Amen. So I pray that you will continue to be blessed, but blessed throughout this holy week, hallelujah, this resurrection week,
hallelujah,
that Christ will just increase in your life, that that risen Christ will rise even higher in our lives. So until next week, we just ask that you continue to pray and love on somebody, and we love you. Pastor Bolden loves you. I love you. You know that Jesus loves you. Hallelujah. Be real in your soul. Look to the hills from which cometh your help. All our help, it comes from the Lord. So until next week, we're going to say good night and be blessed and highly favored of God. Amen. God bless you. Good
Amen.
Night.
Amen. Good night.
Good night. Good night.